And oh, my dad had kicked me out because him and my dad didn't know what was going on, but he didn't mean it, but I left anyway. And Eric had sent me a text and he said, well, I hope Dad calls 911 because I had my gun here loaded and ready to go, and I'll go out and point it at him. And it was a squirt gun, okay? But he said he was going to do that, and I wish I had saved it so you could have seen it.
What phone company do you have?
I have Sprint. Oh, yeah, they can probably get it, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about text messages.
I don't know. I don't think so, but
But that's what he told me. I have my gun loaded. So I called a friend of mine, Ernie, and I said, Eric doesn't have a gun, does he? He said, no, he's got a squirt gun. Because the guns he had were taken away years ago for this kind of crap.
Okay. I'm going to actually tape this so I don't forget anything, okay? All right, it's 1/27/2012. Detective Greg Sharp, Detective Matthew De La Huerta. I'm talking to... here in California.
Since April 11th, okay. 2011.
Okay, when you came here, was Eric living here?
Yes, he was.
Okay, where was he living? I mean, was he in the house? Was he in the...
When I came here, he was in the trailer when I first came out here.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about Eric. What was his deal?
He got involved with a girl named back in late 2006. And she's heavy into meth.
Mm-hmm.
She got him onto meth.
Was he on anything before 2006?
When he had done cocaine, shot cocaine and everything years ago when he was in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And he quit all that. Well, except he was on OxyContin, but it was prescribed. And he had been on that for 10 years.
Okay. Before 2006?
Yes.
Okay.
But he went to a rehab. His doctor wouldn't... He told him, I can't take this anymore. He was addicted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he kept giving it to... When he would miss, without even knowing what time it was or not knowing anything, when he missed the dosage, he'd break out in a sweat and he'd get real mean. Well, he told the doctor, I can't take this anymore. And the doctor didn't taper him off. He just quit prescribing it. So Eric, in Pennsylvania, put himself in a rehab to get off of it because he could have killed himself.
And what year was that he put himself in rehab in Pennsylvania?
Probably 2004, 2003, 2004.
Why was he prescribed OxyContin?
Because he was hurt at work. Hurt his back real bad, and he was going through like rehabilitation, okay. Back rehabilitation. But it was real. He fell off a roof or something. But okay. He was really badly hurt.
So you say he went to rehab 2004 for OxyContin,
or 2004, 2005.
Okay, yeah. And from was he clean from 2000 after rehab until 2006?
Yes.
Okay. And in 2006, he met his girlfriend, who was
a heavy duty. She's been addicted to it for, I'd say, about 27 years.
Is that in Pennsylvania?
No, here.
Oh, here.
He
okay.
met her here.
Okay.
My dad Eric came out here in 2005, and then he went out to Mississippi for me because the Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
He came back. And I drove back out here with him. I was here for like 4 weeks. He went to Arizona with my cousin, and I went home. And when he came back, so I'm going to say probably in about May of 2006, he met Betty. And from then on, it's been downhill. He's been arrested. He's been a whole different person.
Okay, so from 2006, you say he was doing, what kind of drugs was he doing?
Crystal meth.
Okay, was smoking, shooting, gamma?
All I know is they were snorting it.
Okay.
But then I do know that in last year, 2011, his New Year's resolution for 2012 was he wasn't going to do it anymore. He was smoking it.
So from 2006 on till 2011, he was using methamphetamine on a...
On a daily basis. When he was with Betty, it was on a daily basis.
How often do you think he would use?
Well, I saw him like twice after he had done it.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of like calmed him down.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he drinks, he's very heavy. He drinks straight vodka. He gets a big bottle. And he just drinks it right out of the bottle.
So during that time, was he also a big drinker?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
the
yes.
drinking never stopped, even after rehab. The rehab was strictly to get off the Oxycontin.
To get off the Oxycontin. And he only did that for like 3-4 days, mm-hmm. just to get off it.
But a stone cold alcoholic.
Yeah.
Okay. How often would he drink?
Every day.
How much interaction did you have with him? Because
Very much.
Though you were in Mississippi, what about when he was here?
Well, when I was in Mississippi, there were times he wouldn't speak to me because he didn't want to deal with anything.
And that's strictly over the phone type stuff.
Over the phone, right. And he was with a lot of the time when he was with Betty, he didn't want anything to do with any of his family.
Mm-hmm.
It was just he and Betty. And he came out to Mississippi with me in 2008. He came out and stayed with me for a little while. Mm-hmm. And she came out, and then I came out to visit. In 2008, I was out here to send my mom to God. My mom died of cancer.
Sorry.
Thank you. And so I came out here, took care of her, sent her to God. Then 2009, I came out with my dad. 2010, 2011, and I'm still here. I mean, I come and go.
Mm-hmm.
I fly back and forth. So whenever I was here, Eric and I were very close.
Okay.
I'm 5 years older than he is. And so when he was born, he was my baby. And my mom would always tell me, Marie, that's my baby. No, he was mine.
Mm-hmm.
I put his crib in my room. He slept in my room. I took care of him. And we were very, very, very close.
Was he ever married?
No.
Did you have any kids?
No.
Okay, from until his accident, when he started using the Oxycontin, did he have any issues before then?
No.
Any kind of mental issues? Any?
We all suffer from depression.
Okay. Did he suffer from depression also?
Yeah.
Was he medicated for it?
No. He refuses.
Okay. He basically self-medicated himself with alcohol.
Yeah, he said that made him feel better.
How long do you think he was an alcoholic? From what year to...
Since he got with Betty is when he got really heavy, heavy duty.
But before that was...
Before that, he would drink, but he never got the way... Because they worked at the Moose Lodge.
Okay.
And they would... half the time they didn't sleep. They were doing that stuff.
Yeah, they were doing it up for days on end, probably.
Right.
Okay.
And I know I've been out when I was out here. First thing in the morning, he's drinking and she's drinking coffee. So I thought, it's got this much tequila in her, right?
Sure.
So that's all day and all night, and they're getting high and all that other. And they'd go days, no sleep.
Okay.
And they'd get some big... knockdown, drag out fights. Well, they got into one big one at the Moose, and he got arrested.
Okay. So, 2006, you say he started getting bad.
Well,
with the
probably around 2007, because I came out here for my dad's open heart surgery, and he was moody, very moody, very different than he ever used to be, and. See, I didn't know at that time what they were.
How does his behavior change? You say just moody? Did he?
He'd go from being nice and smiling and talking to you like you're a normal person to screaming and yelling, "Okay, you fuckers!" and you all can go to hell. He treated her like crap. As a matter of fact, Mother's Day of 2007. she was a member of the Moose and she was with the Women's Club. They had a Mother's Day breakfast at the Moose Club. And Eric and Betty and her daughter were there eating. It was an omelet breakfast and they were sitting at a table eating. And my mom got in there and got her omelet made. She's all excited, sat down at the table with Eric and Betty. They all picked up their plates and walked out. Mm-hmm. So I left her sitting there. That was her last Mother's Day on Earth. She called me crying. And that was in May, and then she died the following April.
And that was, I mean, that was something.
He'd never done that before. He was not like that. No, my mom was, she took care of him, you know. When my dad and mom got divorced, she took care of him.
So he got really moody.
Oh, mean.
And mean.
Mean.
And violent? Did he ever get violent?
He got violent with Betty. That's okay. Why he got arrested.
What about your mom, your dad, you?
He got violent as far as threatening, and then there was, my husband had built my dad like a breakfast nook bar right there separating the kitchen from the dining area. Mm-hmm. Well, this is in 2009. Betty came over. They had been broken up. She's not allowed over here because she's trouble. Well, he snuck her in, and they were out all day long partying. He came home drunk with her, and I guess he was high. I don't know, but we had company over. And the company had just left, and Eric came in smarting off and yelling at my dad and everything else. And I'm like, Eric, get away from Dad. Leave him alone. Knock it off. It was a brick, solid brick base. He knocked that clear out from the floor and all, float across, mm-hmm. being violent. He's broken, he's made holes in the walls, he's kicked in doors. This door, as a matter of fact, he broke the frame all the way out, the whole thing.
When was that?
It was 2010, I think. I think it was last year, I'm pretty sure. Or it could have been the year before.
What year are we in now?
12. But it just started, you know, 12.
So,
yeah, I think it was towards the end of 2010.
Would it be fair to say that his moods and everything got worse from 2006 progressively over the years?
Progressively.
What about health? How did his health change over the years?
While he was with Betty, they went to the Shumash on his Harley-Davidson. And they had been up all night, and they were drinking all night, and they were coming home, and they got in an accident on his motorcycle. And she fell on him. It broke his back. Mm-hmm. And they had to put...
What year was that?
My mom was still alive, so it had to have been 2007, because my mom was still alive.
Okay.
And they had to put titanium rods in his back. Mm-hmm. And, He didn't have insurance, and he couldn't keep going to the doctor. They went the fusion to fuse his spine. It didn't take, so he was in constant pain. He couldn't sit. He couldn't lay. He couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. So the doctor wouldn't treat him anymore. So he was self-medicating.
And what was he self-medicating with? You talking alcohol, meth, alcohol. Or are you talking any kind
alcohol.
Of prescription
stuff? Heavy-duty alcohol. No, he finally did get to go to a doctor, and she gave him pain medication.
Do you know what kind of pain medication?
Norco.
Okay.
When was that?
Norco.
When
was this? I don't know, but I have his medication. He just went to the doctor yesterday, and they started him on Zoloft. Well, he didn't like it. He was on Prozac.
So he was being treated for mental?
Some depression?
For depression. He finally told her he was depressed, yes. And last night, he called me out to his trailer. He told me, take all of this before I swallow it. So I did. I brought it in and hid it from him. I don't know. This is his new antidepressant. That I know. And all the rest, I don't know.
How long has he been on the antidepressants?
This one he just started. The other one, it wasn't even a month. She had him on Prozac, and it didn't do well with him. And I said, call her and tell her to take you off that because it's no good for you. And so he told her he didn't like it, so she doubled it. Well, he just quit taking it. So yesterday he went and she gave him the Zoloft. But he only took one of those.
That says it's just vitamin D.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you download all this?
Yes. About the, yes. And then some of this should be his pain medication. I don't know. He just gave me everything out of there before he swallowed it all at once, he said. And yeah, that was last night.
Lipitor is high blood pressure, correct?
Yes, yes. And he should have a water pill in
there. Lipitor is cholesterol.
Oh,
cholesterol. Yeah, high cholesterol. And then he has high blood pressure. Some type of...
You want to look at these?
You can just, yeah.
Okay. So, the depression issues have been his whole life. Okay.
But not bad.
When do you think they started getting bad?
When he and Betty got together and
okay.
then
06?
They break up and get back together. Yeah.
Okay. So recently, with how long since you've been here since?
Since April.
Okay. Tell me how things have been going with him since April.
Bad.
He's lived at this residence since
he's
April.
He's been kicked out a couple times.
Okay. Where is he? Where was he living as of recent? I mean, is he out there?
In the trailer, yeah. He didn't want to come. This is his room.
Okay.
And I stayed in there, but he didn't want to come in here because he didn't want the responsibility. He said, I like it out there. I don't have to deal with anybody, and I don't have to deal with anything.
When this isn't your bedroom?
No, it's his. Well, it's been mine since April.
Okay.
So you've been living in this room since April?
Yes.
Okay. I see women's
bedroom. Yeah. This it's my. His stuff is in here, too, but...
And he's been out there since April?
Yeah.
Okay. How have his moods been since you've been here?
He drinks. He'll drink. He'll start first thing in the morning, drink straight all the way through the night till the next day.
Okay.
Some days he's in a good mood, and then sometimes he's so you won't see him for a week. He'll stay in the trailer for a full week, and you won't see him. He'll sneak in at night to eat. I'll fix him a plate, put it in the microwave, and he'll come in. He didn't want to deal with anybody or anything, so he'd stay to himself in the trailer.
Okay.
That's what he did.
In the past, has he ever talked about taking his life, or when? How many times do you think?
Okay, the when I told you about when he knocked that bar down.
What did you say?
The
year was
2009.
Okay, and what happened then?
My dad kicked him out.
What? And then?
And he went and stayed with a friend down the street, and he had to go to court because of this incident with Betty, where he, got violent at the Moose. My dad had kicked him out. Well, he snuck in to the garage, and he put a noose up. He made a noose, and he put it up, and he put a chair, and he put a note, something, how do you like this, Ed? So my dad could walk out and see him hang himself. And I told the other officer earlier, please don't repeat this to my dad, but he said, I will make that bastard suffer. He will see me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his fault. And he will suffer.
Were you here in California when that happened?
When he did that with the news?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Eric told you that the reason he did that is to make your dad suffer?
Mm-hmm.
Was he going to do it? Do you think he
was? No,
would
no. It was, no. It was a ploy.
Okay.
You know, he kept pulling shit all the time. Eric, please. Eric, please. Eric, please. Then he'd calm down. He'd get sober. He'd get kicked out. And he'd come, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it, I'm sorry. It's all the time, I'm sorry. Every day, I'm sorry. But while he's drunk, he's screaming and yelling. Last night, I didn't get maybe an hour altogether.
Let's go back a little bit. Since that incident with the news, had he ever threatened suicide again after that?
Well, yeah.
When was that?
I told you about the text message I got saying that... dad's gonna call 911. There's
that.
There's,
but this is, you're talking, this is recent, right?
Yeah, this.
Okay, anything in between the noose incident and today?
He just said, you know, maybe everybody'd be not threatening suicide, but he said, you know, sometimes I don't feel like living anymore. I feel like a waste. I can't work. I have almost $1 million in medical bills. But then at, in the next sentence, what he wants to do to improve the house, what he wants to do. He went and got on the ACE program so he can, he's supposed to see an orthopedist on the 30th for his back. And, you know, he'd be up and then he'd get that bottle and back down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you noticed recently that he got any worse than before coming up to this day? Were there any signs that?
No, because it's on and off. He does it all the time.
Okay. Okay, let's go to tomorrow. Yesterday, tell me what happened.
Yesterday.
Let's start from the beginning of the day. How did that?
I didn't see him until 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon because he had a doctor's appointment.
Okay. And where did you see him at?
He came in the house, took a shower, okay, and said, "You ready to go, Pop?" And they left, and...
Where'd they go?
My dad took Eric to his doctor's appointment, did his running around, then they went to Simi Valley to Walmart. And my dad was worn out, so he said Eric did the shopping for him, he stayed in the car, I guess. And Eric went, because they get the dog food from Walmart, so Eric went in and got it for him, so I guess that's where Eric got his bottle. Because when they had left, Eric was sober. And I didn't buy him anything, and Lori didn't buy him anything, because I said, I'm not going to do it anymore, because I'm contributing, and it's my fault when he's mean to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, as the day progressed, they got home probably about 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Eric.
He was our...
Is getting drunk. Yeah, he said it was because he took the Zoloft.
And where was he? Drinking
in his trailer.
Okay, how can you tell he was getting drunk?
You can tell he gets mouthy. He gets.
And were you talking to him, or could you hear him?
Oh yeah, he'd come into me. Came into the house, came into the kitchen. I was fixing dinner, and he gets to where he gets on my nerves when he gets drunk, and you could tell he was getting drunk.
You can tell because you know him well.
Because I know him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he starts. And then my dad said, I'm so tired, I'm tired of being tired. And Eric snapped. He said, quit your fucking whining, get off your ass and do something about it. And my dad said, Eric. And he started stomping his foot on the ground and screaming and yelling, walked out, slamming the doors, went in his trailer, started screaming and yelling. I'd say half hour later, comes walking in like nothing happened. I'm sorry, guys. It's
so this was
medicine.
This was about 6 o'clock p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How did it progress from there? Tell me what happened next.
He came in, he ate dinner, he went out to the trailer, said, good night, all. I'm going to bed now.
What time was that about, you think?
Probably about 11 when he said he was going to bed.
Okay.
But he had been out there anyway, but he came back in.
He was just coming back and forth?
Yeah, he always does. Yeah, back and forth, back and forth.
And back and forth. Can you tell he was getting more drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then, so I was in here, and he turns the music up full blast in the trailer. He always does that, too, when he's drinking. Full blast. And... his dog was in here, and he's got a really bad cough. And I'm like, Pugsley, shut up. And Eric, I don't know how he heard me. He might have been by my window, because he does that all the time, too. He'll get by my window and yell in the window.
Yelling at you?
Uh-huh. Hey, Ray, what you doing? What are you doing yelling at my dog? Quit yelling at my dog.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, then shut him up or take him out. So take him out and... As a matter of fact, it was 2 o'clock this morning. He had him outside, but he the dog got on his nerves, so he brought him in, and he goes, Aunt Ree wants you, Pugsley, and he opened the door and put him in here. And I
said, so that was about 2 in the morning?
Yeah.
So the was the music still on at mm-hmm. 2 in the morning?
Mm-hmm. It was on until probably about 9, 10 o'clock this morning, real loud.
From 11 o'clock to 9
o'clock? Oh, it was before 11 o'clock when the music was on.
Oh, really?
And he'll turn it on in the garage also and turn it up full blast and turn it on in the trailer.
Okay, so what happened, say from 11 on, was he coming in and out?
He came in a couple times, went in the kitchen, he eats at night mostly, you know, he gets snacks, he was snacking, went back out to the trailer, stayed by himself.
Is he saying anything when he came in?
He just... I don't know why I'm so hungry, and you know, he was being nice. His mood swing.
Were you still up, or were you laying in bed,
up.
Or were you watching TV?
I was sitting in here on the computer. He came in with me a couple times. He asked me, do I want to get in the hot tub? I said, no, I'm tired. And he was out in the trailer, and he was talking real loud, but he was on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was about 12. I was reading, I was laying in bed reading, and my light was on, and he came back in here, and he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting ready to go to sleep. Whatever, sleep is overrated. I said, I know, Eric, but you need to try it, too. Yeah. And he goes back out to the trailer, and I hear him yelling, and then, you know, he had the dog out with him, and then he took another dog out with him. Then I heard him yelling at the dog to get out of his bed, do I have to pull you? Do I have to show you force? And I'm like, Eric, what? Leave the dog alone, the poor dog. And let's see. All night long, he's screaming and yelling and carrying on. Well, I think it was probably about 4 this morning. He had Pugsley out with him again. And he said, if you don't shut up, I'm going to shoot you. And he has like a air rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He said, do I have to do it again, Pugsley?
Did you hear the
I heard the pop of the when you, I don't know what it's called, pump it.
Uh-huh.
And then he shot it, and you could hear the air.
Did you hear the dog?
Oh, he didn't yelp or anything.
Okay.
No.
About 4 in the morning. What happened after that?
He put the dog back in the house, went back out to his trailer, and she's yelling, and he does like a growl or a like that, and he kept doing that and saying, fuck you people, you think you're better than I am. And
he was just talking to himself,
he was screaming it. Yeah, and he's done that
screaming. We were talking
before.
screaming loud. Is
and
he in his trailer, or is he walking out
in the trailer with his window open? And I have my I always sleep with my window open.
Okay.
And he might have been out. As I said, a lot of times he'll go to my window and yell.
Okay, what happened next?
Came in early this morning, and he said, "You want to get in the hot tub?"
What time was he in the hot tub?
Oh, I think about 6:30 or something.
So he came in at about 6:30 this morning and asked if you wanted.
Came in here and asked me if I wanted to get in the hot tub, and I said, "No, Eric, I really want to get." He said, "What's the matter with you?" And I said, "You can't effing sleep around here." He goes, "In this house, really? No." I said, Eric, come on, can I get some sleep? And he said, fine, I'm sorry I bothered you. You know, I hurt his feelings, I guess. And he went out. And he came back and about an hour later, and he knocked on my door, and I said, what? And he goes, no, never mind, and walked out and slammed the door.
Okay, what'd you hear after that?
Oh, God, I don't know. You know, he was just being...
When's the next time you had contact with him after 7:30 this morning?
Oh, on and off, but he was fine off and on. And then when
did you notice anything different about him? I mean, he was loud all night, but
yeah.
Did he seem drunk? Early this morning still?
Yes, he stayed up all night drinking.
Okay.
The whole entire night.
So he's in and out of the house until what time this morning?
Well, until this afternoon when he came, he was all day long in and out, you know. Okay. But he wasn't being bad.
Did he say anything in particular, or was he just?
well, when he came in, no, I just blew him off, you know. Just, but when he came in this afternoon.
What time was that?
Oh, God. I think it was around 1 o'clock. And my dad confronted him and said, Eric, have you been drinking? And Eric said, why, yes, I have. Why was it to you? You drink too. Dad said, Eric, because we've talked about this. You can't handle your alcohol. You don't need to be drinking.
Where was this conversation at?
In the dining area.
Okay.
And Eric's and Dad said, where'd you get it? Where'd you get the alcohol? He goes, I stole it. Is that all right with you? And Dad said, okay, Eric, whatever. And Eric went out slamming doors. He went in his trailer and he started yelling, screw all of you and blah, blah, blah. Well, then he came back in and told my dad that he had doused the trailer.
What actually, were you listening to this conversation?
No. I heard Eric yelling at my dad. I didn't hear. He came in here and asked me, do you have anything out there that you want? Because I poured gasoline and I'm getting ready to throw it. I set it on fire. But he didn't tell me his trailer.
Did you talk to him about it?
I said, what in the hell is your problem? No, I yelled at him.
Okay. Could you smell gas on him?
No.
Okay.
No, I thought it was another ploy.
Okay. And that was around what time?
About
1 o'clock. 1:30? Then what happened?
1:45, something like that. Then he went into my dad and said, it is 2 o'clock, motherfucker. And my dad said, well, my appointment's at 3 o'clock.
He goes, were they?
Right there in my dad's room. Right
oh, in your dad's room, okay.
And my door was open and my dad's
he was,
door was open.
Eric was supposed to take your dad?
Or no, I was taking.
You're taking your dad to the doctor.
Right, but he wanted him to move his car so it didn't blow up.
Okay.
So, and he asked me, do I have any, well, that earlier he had asked me if I have anything. And that's how I knew what time it was, because he said, it is 2 o'clock, motherfucker. My dad said my appointment's at 3.
And he just seemed extremely drunk.
Oh, he was extremely drunk, yeah.
Does he get fall down drunk, slurring drunk, or is he pretty?
He wasn't falling down drunk. He gets mean. And then he gets nice. And he starts talking about stupid stuff that doesn't... Well, I'll show you. He drew me... He had me write this for him. He started writing it. And he couldn't... Oh, he drew me this picture. It's when he was drunk. That's supposed to be my dad saying, me, 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 me. Everything's about Ed, is what he says. Mm-hmm. So he drew that one night. I think he dated it.
Is that an envelope that's on? And what's that say? Who says who?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the other one?
And this one he wrote one day. Well, he couldn't write anymore, so he said, I don't know. I wrote it for him, but I put his name down. So
he told you, and you basically
dictated, and I wrote it down.
Will you read it to me? I can't read your name.
Okay. He says, one day I spied a golden leaf falling from a tree. That was the day my father died.
What do you think he meant by that?
He said Dad doesn't have long to live.
So we're at 2 o'clock. He comes in and yelling at your dad.
Right.
What happens after that?
He just kept screaming and yelling. Dad said, Eric, I'm going to call 911. And he said, call him. And Eric came in here, and he said, Dad's going to call 911. I said, well, Eric, you need to settle down. He said, well, I'll have guns a-blazing. I said, you don't have a gun, Eric. He goes, watch this, Marie. Suicide by cop.
Exact words.
Exact words.
Where were you when he said that?
In here.
Okay. What time was that? So here in this bedroom, and what time?
About 2:15, maybe 2. I don't know. It all happened so fast.
And when he said that, did you notice any kind of change in?
No, because when he sent me that text message, same thing, you know.
So were you thinking this time was just like when he?
He said, "Oh, well, I have to go back to jail. I just love jail. I love jail. Thanks, Ed." And he kept calling him Ed.
So you thought he was just pulling your leg again? Okay, so what happens after that?
Well, he went outside.
Your dad called.
Dad called 911.
Did your dad tell you he was calling 911, or did you
hear
him?
Yes, he told me he was calling 911. Okay. And then he called me out there because he couldn't hear the 911 operator, so I had to talk to the 911 operator at the kitchen table.
Kitchen table?
And the 911, when you talked to the 911 operator, what was said?
I told her what was going on. First she asked my dad's name, then she asked Eric's name. What's he wearing? What's he doing? I had to watch him. Then Eric came in here. I don't know exactly. It's on the tape. Whatever. She said, set the phone down so I can hear. So I did. And then he went out, slammed my door, and he went out in the kitchen to my dad. So I went out there with him. Then I guess Eric went outside. I know my dad went out front. I said, my dad's out front. I'm watching him from the window. Well, then I saw Eric go out front.
So where were you watching? What window were you
from
watching?
From the living room.
Okay, and you could see what from that
window? I could see my dad, and I said, I got to watch my dad.
Where was your dad?
My dad standing on the steps out where the pillars are, right?
The two pillars right in the middle of the walkway?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
We were standing there leaning against one of them.
So you're in the living room, and you could see your dad.
In the living room looking out the window so I can watch
him. Can you see Eric?
No, I didn't see Eric. And then I said, Eric's out there. I got to go outside. So I went outside.
Where did you walk to?
I walked just right where that gentleman was just now. Did just we, right there.
Oh, right outside the front door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you could see your dad. Can you see Eric?
Yeah, because Eric came up and he was yelling at my dad. And I said, Eric, get away from him. He said, what do you mean get away from him? Marie, you think I'm going to hurt Dad? And I said, no, but he's upset already. He's upset enough already. You're just upsetting him. Get away from him.
Did Eric have anything in his hands at that time?
No. See, and that's when the police car pulled up, and that's when Eric said, oh, they're here.
And you can hear him.
I mean, I was right. I don't know. Maybe I was closer. I don't know. It'll be on the tape. But he said, they're here. And,
it's okay. Take your time. It's okay.
And the officer got out. And
did you see the officer?
I saw the officer.
What did he look like? What?
Oh, I don't know. He had plain clothes, but it was that car.
Big guy, and small guy, dark guy.
I really
guy?
Didn't pay attention. I was talking to the 911 operator.
How do you know they're officers?
And well, because you could tell. I mean, they look like officers, and he got hit calmly, and then next thing I know, I thought Eric had pulled it from the side of his leg. I see him with a machete.
He pulled what from the side of his
leg? A machete. I thought that's where it came from. I didn't see where it came from because I was looking at my dad, and then I saw Eric, and he had it up.
Could you see what hand it was in?
I think it was his right hand. It was his right hand. He had it up in the air.
Okay.
And the officer said, please put the weapon away or something. I don't know.
Where that car is right there, where was Eric?
Eric came right up to the car.
Oh, okay.
And he had it up, and the officer didn't have his gun out yet, but the officer took his gun out and pointed it and said, put it down now. And Eric's like walking around, and then the other officer came out of the car with his gun and dad said,
was he at the, was he at the front of the car, or?
I think it was on the side or behind. I don't know.
Okay, it's okay.
And the other one took his out, and I'm like, I said, Eric, please put it down. And then I heard three shots, and I looked, I walked down, and I looked, and I saw Eric laying there, and he wasn't moving. I thought he was behaving. And I told the 911 operator, I said, oh, my God, my dad saw that. He's going to have a heart attack. Please.
Was your dad still in that same spot?
Yeah. I said, please, and I came in the house. I said, please, please, he's going to have a heart attack. And she said something about fire. I couldn't hear. I was losing it. And I said, you want me to call the fire department? She said, no, ma'am, I called the paramedics for your dad. I have somebody coming. And before that, when I was standing up there, my dad said, please inform the operator that Eric possibly has a knife. So I'm telling her that, and that's when he had got my...
How did your dad know that he possibly had a knife?
Yeah, because my dad said he came out of he stuck it in the front lawn.
Oh, so your dad saw the knife
he
before?
He saw it stuck in the front lawn right before they pulled up.
How many times did you hear the officers saying, put the knife down?
At least three times, and I asked him to please put it down. Or just put it down. My dad's like, dear God, no.
What was Eric saying?
I don't know.
Could you see his person?
He's doing this. He didn't even act like he did.
So you're showing he's holding the knife up in the air.
He's holding the knife, a machete up in the air.
Is he pacing back and forth like you're doing?
Walking around.
How far from the officers was he?
They kept their distance. You know, they both.
So you're looking like maybe 4 or 5 feet.
Not far, yeah.
From where you're at right now, and he's one of the officers, how far are you?
Maybe about that.
So we're looking at that,
you're showing me about
4 feet?
It wasn't a lot of distance between them. Yeah.
Eric, was that close to the officers?
Yeah.
Had the machete held up high like that?
Yeah.
What were you thinking? What were you thinking he was doing at that time?
Going crazy, being a smart ass. I thought they had tase guns. I thought they were going to taser him. Because that's what's happened to him before. He got tasered. I thought they were going to taser him, and then I heard roll.
How many
but
shots?
It was surreal.
How many shots did you hear?
3. I heard pow, pow, pow. But then, right after that, I heard a real loud, and my dad jumped, and he goes, "Oh, God!" And it sounded like it came from a little further down.
And you're pointing...
Down the street, north, like towards
118.
Right,
you're pointing that way.
Yeah, just straight down.
Yeah. So he came from down the road.
Well, it was out there somewhere. It was after the 3. It was louder though, but it wasn't right there where they were.
Okay.
It was just a little further down. I heard it. I mean, we heard it, but I mean, it wasn't right there. It was louder, like a rifle.
So after the shots, what happened? You said you came back in the house.
He came in the house and
how long do you think it was before you heard other officers come in? And
God, I don't know.
Were there any other officers out there when that happened?
There was a marked car pulled up, I think, right behind him. And from then on,
it pulled up before or during or after the shooting?
I think right after they came, I think he came, but I didn't pay attention to that. I was watching Eric, and then I saw him get shot, and it's all, I mean, that's my brother.
Let me ask you, where was this other person? Does this person rent a room, or is this family? Or
she stays here. She didn't have anywhere to go.
A family friend, or is she just...
She's a friend of a friend.
Okay. Where was she when all this was going on?
In her room, in that room over there.
Okay, did she say anything to you? Did she say she saw anything? Or?
Yeah, she looked out the window.
Okay.
So she said she saw her get shot, but she knows, we all know who caused it. We all know.
Who caused it?
Eric did. Eric was, he was in a lot of pain.
Did he ever mention suicide by cop before, or did he ever use
that one text that he had sent me? He said, "Dad's gonna call 911 and they're gonna come with guns blazing. They better have their guns blazing because I got mine."
When did you get that text?
Let's see, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
What's your phone number? And that's with Sprint?
Yes.
343-1098?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I ask a couple of questions while my partner's showing this stuff? Just to clarify, did you guys ever call the police on Eric before today?
Yes.
About how many times do you think?
That one time my sister did it. Well, my dad had to. It was after the open heart surgery.
How long ago was that?
2007.
So in 2007, and that was because of that when you knocked over the brick thing you were telling us about?
No.
Or something else?
My dad didn't call the cops that night. Okay. He threatened him to, but Eric left.
So in 2007, he called the police for what?
Eric was drunk and getting mean with him, and he had just had his open heart surgery.
And what happened that night?
That's why he called, because Eric left with the gun. They took him to 72 hours.
Okay.
So he went to mental health.
What other times did you guys call the police on him?
I don't think there were any other times.
You mentioned that he had been tased before.
That's when the Moose Lodge, when he was violent with Betty, they tased him.
And
Was that by chance Simi Valley or something?
Simi Valley.
Simi Valley?
I guess. Oh, it might have been Sheriff's. I don't know. I was in...
I don't know where the Moose Lodge is.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's in Simi Valley.
Oh, okay.
It's in, actually in the city limits. Okay. Mm. And the other question I had for clarification, where did you get the money for the alcohol?
I don't know. So, from what Lori said, maybe my dad had given him the credit card to get the dog food, to buy the dog food, so he lended him cash back.
And he went in by himself?
He went in. As far as I know, I wasn't with him.
So he could have came out with alcohol then?
That's what I said. I said, Dad, you know what? I bet you that's how he got it, because I didn't get it for him. And you said that he did shopping for you, and he had my dad's credit card, and Lori said he probably got cash back on the credit card. Mm. But he bought the alcohol... Or he got, he had no other way to get to the store, so he had to have gotten it then. When they were at Walmart. Because I had to go to the grocery store last night, and he was here. I had the car, and besides, he didn't have a license.
None of these cars, he has no car?
No.
And the only, that trailer's his, and no cars or anything around here, no other.
Well, we're extremely sorry for your loss. We definitely are. Do you have any questions for us at all?
No. When is this going to hit me? It's going to hit me.
We have a chaplain here that will, okay. That's your choice. Obviously, we're going to make you, but sometimes it's good to talk to somebody. And then maybe if you don't want to talk to them, maybe they can help arrange you to talk to somebody who can make you feel better.
It hasn't even hit me yet. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, when my mom died, the hospice brought her home, so the day I got here, the ambulance was meeting me in the driveway so I could take care of her, and I had her for 6 days. And then she passed away, and I didn't cry. I had to be strong. I took care of my dad and Eric, and I guess the day I got home, I fell apart.
It will hit you, and that's why sometimes it's good. Just talk to the chaplain. Maybe he can tell you who can help you. You don't have to talk to him if you don't want to any further. But maybe it will. It'll help. That's what he does. I mean, unfortunately, he does.
That's the guy that used to stay here. Okay. He was staying in the trailer with Eric.
Hey, can you tell us who his doctor is? Is it?
It's at the over by Ralph's.
Ralph's? I have no. Is that it? Is that a medical doctor or a psychiatrist?
She's a medical doctor.
She's medical, okay. So his doctor is Dr. K. And then the
last
And it's filled at Target Pharmacy.
That's where we got it yesterday, okay. Right. He just got this yesterday, and then he had Prozac. That's his water pills.
Yeah, I don't know what that
is. Yeah, that's his water pills for the. I don't know what this is. Probably that's a day for 2 weeks, unless it be an antibiotic.
So he's only had these pills for a couple of days, huh?
He just got it yesterday afternoon.
Well, these say 11:18 on them.
Oh, this one. Oh, what is this one?
Is that empty?
Yeah, see?
No,
this is the, I bet you this is the Norco. I don't know.
Okay, I'm not sure. The medical examiner will be here. He'll probably want to find out all this information and get this information, so... We appreciate you showing this. And he gave this to you yesterday?
Last night,
mm-hmm. Okay.
He said, take these before I swallow all of them. He said he didn't like how that's making him feel.
And that's Flux?
This one.
Fluoxetine?
That's the Zoloft, I guess.
Yeah.
Is the real name.
Is that a generic for Zoloft? Okay. All right. Well, we'll let the medical examiner, they're the experts in this, we'll let them...
See... Or take this medicine, may cause drowsiness. Taking this medicine alone or with alcohol may leave your ability to drive or perform hazardous tasks.
Did he ever use a computer?
Did
he have a computer?
That one.
That's his?
Yeah.
Did he ever use it?
Very, very rarely, no. He didn't have any use for it.
Did you ever use it?
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Okay, but it's in his room. But he, when was the last time you saw him on it?
I haven't seen him on it, to be honest.
Oh, you've never seen him on it? And you've been here all the year?
Well, that's the old one. It broke, so my dad got a new one. For
so
me,
is it your dad's or is it?
It's my dad's actually, but it's really mine because I'm the one that uses it. But no, he doesn't. He has no use. He usually works out in the garage. He does carving and he builds all kinds of stuff. And he has tons and tons and tons of tools. And he built that wall out there over on the side and put that slab down. Oh, he does. He did. He doesn't do that. He's computer illiterate, he says.
Okay. You know of no notes or letters or anything he left laying around here? No video cameras? Nothing that he...
He has a cell phone that it was my mom's. I paid for it. And from what I understand, I guess he made phone calls today. I don't know. Well, I heard him talking loud, and I knew he was on the phone. I don't know who he called.
You know his number? You paid his bill?
Yes, I do.
Who's it through?
Sprint. Yeah, I have a family plan. I have 5 lines on the same.
Did he text message?
Yes, he did.
Obviously, he texted me. So he texted you or your dad? He texted you.
He texted me. My dad doesn't know how to get texts.
Okay. Is there anything you think of that we should that you want to tell us that we haven't asked you? Anything you think we should know that we haven't asked you?
I really can't think right now. You know, I'm just.
All righty.